She slapped his hand away and reached for Ashton. That's not going to matter. Hell, I even went to the doctor last week and he gave me a clean bill of health, but they still won't touch me. I was even in Pungniger's new club and they did nothing. Annabelle moved her dress to the side as her son bit down onto her breast. While he suckled her nipple and started to feed, his small fangs piercing around her nipple to get his supply of blood with the milk. Marcus sat down next to her and turned her chair towards him.
We want you, Annabelle. It's just that you've had a very hard time delivering our children. We want to give you extra time to heal. You know we have no choice, Annabelle. The council has called a conference and we all have to be there. I think they want Alasar as one of the members. Now that his father is dead. And we are not going to discuss your adventure last week. He snarled at the last part.
Alasar came into the room. Like I would take up a position on the council. We have enough crap to deal with here. The demons still want control of New York, and the Danker family has been bringing up that incident again. Pundiger and I are going to have a long talk.
He leaned down and kissed her, and then the baby.
How's Ashton doing today?
He tickled his tiny foot and pulled the other chair over to the table, straddling it. All of them have been angels. How is your father doing with the Christmas load this year? Is he ahead of schedule or behind? We only have 1 month left. Annabelle jerked and then tapped her son's nose. Enough, Ashton. His small fangs once more pierced her skin as she tried to remove him from her breast.
Marcus leaned over and frowned at his son. Ashton, your brother and sister need to eat too.
Annabelle still couldn't believe that her children understood most of their commands. Right now, Ashton was being on the stubborn side, not wanting to release his hold on her breast.
I swear he's mule-headed just like you.
He's not listening, Marcus. This is one thing I wish was the same as human breastfeeding. At least then I could pull him away, but here he's latched to the breast twice, and it hurts like the devil if I try to pull him away.
She used her fingers to try and pull her breast away from Ashton, who only held on tighter.
Alasar stood and tucked his hands around Ashton.
Release your mama, Ashton. Now.
With the sound of Alasar's voice, Ashton released her breast. Alasar took Ashton back over to his seat and started to burp him. Marcus leaned over and licked the small drops of blood that had formed from the pair of holes in her breast, closing the holes. Her nipples hardened as she sucked in her breath.
Stop it, Marcus. I'm not in the mood to be teased.
Annabelle pushed his head away from her, when all the while she wanted to grab onto his long hair and force him back to her breast.
He's going to have to remember to close the holes. Every time he feeds, he drains you because he's taken too much. The other two behave when feeding.
Marcus placed the front of her dress back into place and pulled her onto his lap.
Come on, Annabelle. I know you need to feed.
Marcus opened his shirt and grabbed a sandwich, waiting for her to feed. She stared at him for a minute and then got up, leaving the studio room and ignoring him.
Bring the children down when you're done eating, Annabelle yelled as she dashed down the stairs.
His demand that she get back there was only a whisper, as she tuned him out on her way down the steps. Eden and Lily were in the family room when she sat in her favorite chair.
What did my son do now? Lily asked as both women turned to her.
She shrugged and picked up her laptop, turning it on.
Nothing, really. I'm just tired of feeling like a feeding station. The babies eat, my men feed me. It used to be fun, sexy to feed from them. But now it's like a duty. I think I'll just drink from one of the bottles in the cellar instead of feeding from them.
Lance leaned against the doorway and frowned at her.
There's no need for you to feed from donated blood when we can feed you, Annabelle. It's better you have our blood running through you. It's strong.
Lance, go away. I have work to do and I'll feed how I want to. Don't you have a trip to pack and plan for?
He moved into the room. Marcus and Alasar behind him, now carrying all three babies. But Lily and Eden intercepted the men as they reached for the babies.
Stop right there,